Elephants are huge wild animals weighing up to 4,500 pounds. The training and controlling of these huge beasts is not a simple task. PETA alleges that Ringling Brothers systemically abuse elephants using sharp training tools known as bullhooks. PETA's Amanda Fortina explains.
Well, we're asking kids, teachers, parents at every school across the United States to boycott the circus. Kids are naturally compassionate. They don't want animals to be harmed, and that's what's happening at the circus. We've documented years of undercover investigations where these animals, whose skin are so sensitive that they can feel a fly land on them, are routinely beaten with a bullhook, which is a heavy, sharp-handled, almost like a stick that resembles a fireplace poker at the end.
The Ringling Brothers Circus has been in business since 1907 and has been using elephants to entertain kids and adults alike for generations. Janice Area is Director of Animal Stewardship for Ringling.
These animals are the largest land mammals. How do you make an elephant do something it doesn't want to do? And the answer is you don't. They're the size of a UPS truck. So positive reinforcement is the foundation of all our training. And this is it's part of the relationship that starts with the elephants and their handlers from the minute those babies are born. It makes no sense at all to misuse that tool, because the most important thing we have with these elephants that are priceless to us is the bond that we have with them, and that takes hours and years to build. So it would be totally counterintuitive to do anything that would compromise that bond.
Fortina alleges that Ringling is responsible for the death of 4 infant elephants over the past decade.
We know that since 1998, 4 baby elephants that we know of have died at the hands of Ringling. There's just so many cases that some go documented, some don't, of these animals being abused.
Ringling's Aria explains that while there have been infant deaths, there have also been many more babies successfully born and grown to adulthood, and that the infant deaths were due to natural causes.
We have had some congenital birth defects that have led to death, and they are gut-wrenching. I can't even tell you what it's like when we lose an elephant here, Mark. We mourn forever. And I take particular offense at that allegation, because that's cold, crass, misinformed, and it angers people, because that really hits an emotional level that if you haven't been through the 22-month gestation period of worshiping these females and worrying about every single minute of their day.
The principal of Mitchell School refused to speak with WMNF and told the Tampa Tribune, "It's a shame that they have to do this as our school is getting out." The school went into tightened security today as students left the building. Parents and guardians were asked to pick up their children inside the school. The group of 4 PETA people included one dressed as an elephant who handed out cartoons and flyers describing the elephant issue. One of the parents picking up his son was Mickey Sada.
No, I don't think that's right. There's a lot of cruelty, and I'm 50 years old, and I've seen for many years what they do to animals through the media and all that. And my son is an animal lover.
Sophie Calvo is a student at Mitchell and summed up her concerns.
There's animals in trouble and all that need help and everything. So that's why I want him to be here and teach kids and all that to not harm animals.
PETA plans similar protests in 3 other Florida cities where the circus is performing. The Ringling Circus is at the St. Pete Times Forum on January 8th through the 10th. For WMNF, this is Mark Anderson reporting from Tampa.